Hey, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be discussing five basics to having a strong spiritual life. Five foundational things that must be in place in your life if you're going to have a strong spiritual life. Now, what does a strong spiritual life look like? Well, a strong spiritual life begins with you and I walking in close relationship with the Lord, in close fellowship with Him. Having a strong spiritual life means that you're strong on the inside, strong in your spirit, not weak and battered and broken down, but you are strong in your inner man. To have a strong spiritual life also includes you demonstrating the character of God in your life, that you are living a holy life. You are living a righteous life. To have a strong spiritual life includes you doing the things God's called you to do. And to have a strong spiritual life also includes you enjoying victory over the enemy. And so when you're talking about a strong spiritual life, again, you're talking about walking closely with the Lord. You're talking about being strong on the inside, demonstrating the character of God in your life, doing what God's called you to do, and enjoying victory over your adversary. That's what a strong spiritual life looks like. Now, if you and I are going to live that kind of life, then there are certain things that must be in place in our life. And that's what we're going to be talking about this week on the broadcast. We're going to be giving you five basic things that must be in place if you're going to enjoy and have a strong spiritual life. Now, if you're a new believer, then some of these things might be the first time you're hearing them. And I would encourage you to get these things working and in place in your life as soon as possible. If you've been saved for a few years and been walking with the Lord, then this week on the broadcast, we're going to be brushing up on some things that you might have heard before. But it's not just important to put these things in place in your life, but to make sure that they stay in place in your life and are functioning in your life the way they're supposed to function. And so on the broadcast this week, whether you just got saved or whether you've been walking with the Lord for many years, these things are going to be very, very helpful to you. And so let's begin by going over to Acts chapter 20. And we're going to read there in verse 28. And the first basic in having a strong spiritual life is to go to church. The first basic in having a strong spiritual life is to go to church. Friend, you need to go to church. I need to go to church. And this is foundational in having a strong spiritual life. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it says this, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God." And so you can see from that verse that God has broken the body of Christ up into smaller flocks, smaller portions. You know, the body of Christ is the church, but the church is made up of churches, and churches are made up of individual believers. And so in this verse, it's saying that the Holy Ghost is setting overseers over certain flocks. And so my question is, who in the body of Christ did the Holy Spirit say, "Well, you don't need to be a part of a flock, and you don't need any overseers or leadership in your life"? Well, the answer to that question is nobody. Because every Christian, the Holy Spirit puts them in a flock, And every Christian, the Holy Spirit gives them overseers, our leadership in their lives. And this is talking about the local church and being a part of a local church. You know, churches are God's plan. Let me read you just a few scriptures. In Acts chapter 15, verse 41, it says, "He went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches," or establishing the churches. Romans 16, 4 says, "The churches of the Gentiles." 1 Corinthians 16, 19 says, "Churches of Asia." 2 Corinthians 8 says this, "Churches of Macedonia." And then Galatians chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Churches of Galatia." And so all throughout the New Testament, we see churches making up the church. And when a person gets born again, one of the first things that God does is He makes them a part of a flock and gives them leadership. He puts them in a local church so that they can be around other believers and have the leadership they need in their lives. Now, many Christians have the idea that God doesn't really care whether or not they go to church. And what He really cares about is just them having a relationship with Him. And you'll hear people even say that, "Well, God doesn't care whether or not I go to church. What He cares about is whether or not I have a relationship with Him." Well, friend, God can care about two things. He can care about you having a relationship with Him, and He can care whether or not you go to church. And we're going to look at some verses on today's broadcast that will show you that He cares about both. Yes, He does care about you having a relationship with Him, but that's not the only thing He cares about. He also cares about you being obedient to Him and doing what He tells you to do. And part of that includes you going to church and being a part of a local church. You know, two things can be true. It is true that God wants to have a relationship with you, but it is also true that He wants you to go to church and to be a part of a local church. And here's another thing. If God doesn't care whether or not you go to church, then where are the scriptures that reveal that to us? Where are the scriptures where God says, "I don't care if you go to church. The only thing I really care about is whether or not you have a relationship with me"? Where are the scriptures where God tells you that? You know, we shouldn't come up with on our own what we think God cares about. We should go to His Word and let Him tell us what is important to Him and what He cares about. And so, yes, certainly God does care about you having a relationship with Him, but that's not the only thing He cares about. You know, you also hear people say, "Well, you don't have to go to church to be saved," or "you don't have to go to church to go to heaven." And yes, that is true. But you do have to go to church if you want to be obedient to the Lord. And so, certainly it's true. Can a person go to heaven and be saved and not go to church? Yes. But it's also true that you can't be obedient to the Lord and not go to church, because we saw already that the Holy Spirit puts us in flocks and gives us overseers. And we're going to read a verse in just a second in Hebrews chapter 10 where God said, "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together." Don't forsake that. And so the enemy, one thing that he's done and worked so hard to do is he has made a great effort to get people to demean and belittle the importance of going to church. He wants to keep people out of church so that they miss out on all the good things that God's going to do in their lives through the church. And so he wants people to think, "Oh, going to church doesn't matter." He wants people to belittle the importance of going to church. And he has even given people zinger phrases with half-truths like, well, God doesn't care whether or not we go to church. What he cares about is whether or not we have a relationship with him. Well, that is partially true. And you know, that's kind of a zinger that sounds right, but it's not true. Or how about this zinger that we shared with you already? Well, I don't have to be saved to go to church. Well, that's true. You don't have to go to church to get into heaven. But if you want to live the kind of life that God wants you to live in the earth, and if you want to have a strong spiritual life, then being a part of a church and going to a church on a regular basis is absolutely vital. Hebrews 10:25 says this, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. That verse is telling us don't neglect, don't forsake getting together, assembling together with other believers. And one of the main ways you and I do that is when we go to the church that God's called us to. And so many have the idea that it's okay to forsake what God told us not to forsake. He said, don't forsake getting together with other believers and going to church. Don't forsake that. And yet you have so many Christians who think, well, God doesn't care whether or not I go to church. Friend, I assure you, God does care whether or not you go to the church that he's called you to. It is vitally important to your life, and God is going to do things for you and in your life through the church and through the leadership that he has hooked you to. And so going to the church God's called you to is a major key in having a strong spiritual life. You know, one thing that happens when you go to church is you receive feeding or nourishment for your inner man. I'll remind you in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it said that to take heed of yourselves and to the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God. And so you get fed when you go to church. You also get fellowship with other believers when you go to church. Hebrews 10:25 said, when we get together, we exhort one another. And so there are things that God has put in other believers that you need in your life. And as you fellowship and talk with them, you'll get encouraged. You'll get strong on the inside. And so not only do you get fed, but you get fellowship. And then also when you go to church, you get the opportunity to serve God by serving his people. You know, Jesus said that in John 4, he said, my meat or my fulfillment comes from doing the work of him that sent me. And friend, when you become a part of your local church and you're going to church on a regular basis and you're serving in that church, you will get fulfilled on the inside by doing that. And so there are some vital things that you are going to get for your life when you go to church. Friend, going to church is one of the easiest investments that a believer can make, and it will yield some of the greatest returns that you'll ever see in your life. When you go to church on a regular basis, and when you honor the Lord by doing that, things are happening in your spirit, in your life, that you don't even realize. Come on, it's an easy investment, but it will yield a very great reward. Going to church is one of the easiest, most basic things that a Christian can do. It's Christianity 101 on Sunday mornings. And if your church has a midweek service on Wednesday nights, get out of the house, put some clothes on, comb your hair, and go to church. It is so easy to do. It'll take you, you know, a couple hours maybe, depending on how long the services are. But it is one of the most easiest basic things to do. It's Christianity 101, and every Christian should be going to the church that God's called them to. And yet, so many people who call themselves Christians can't seem to get to church. They can't seem to find the time. Something comes up. They're always busy. Friend, if you're going to have a strong spiritual life, then you're going to be a person who goes to church consistently on a regular basis and gets fed and gets fellowship and serves down there and gets fulfilled on the inside as you do. Yes, if you're going to have a strong spiritual life, then you must go to church on a regular basis. Now, one thing that I've witnessed over the years, I've been in ministry now, it'll be 18 years this November, is that there are some believers who can't seem to get over the hump in their lives. What do I mean? They're constantly struggling with this, constantly struggling with that, and they just can't seem to get over the hump. And it's funny because those same people that can't seem to get over the hump of certain things in their lives are the same ones who can't seem to get to church on a regular and consistent basis. They're in, they're out, they're in, they're out. And this is directly connected to why they struggle so often. Now, just going to church doesn't mean you're never going to have attacks. Doesn't mean you're never going to have problems. Doesn't mean you're going to live a perfect life or never have a struggle. But when you fail to get into church on a consistent and a regular basis, that will manifest in your life in you not being able to get over the hump where certain things are concerned. You'll struggle with the same things year after year, month after month. You'll struggle and you won't seem to be able to get over. And so, friend, I want to encourage you. Get to church. Go to church. Be a part of the church God's called you to. You know, for a lot of believers are missing too much church. You know, I mean, they're missing 2-3 services every month. Friend, on Sunday mornings, let me help you. Let me say this to you strongly. Get your tail in church. You don't do the other things on Sunday mornings. No, that's the Lord's time. That's time that we set aside for Him. We go to church, we get fed, we fellowship, we serve, and it is a foundational thing to our lives and to living a strong spiritual life. And friend, why am I saying that so strong to you? Because I want you to receive all the good things the Lord is going to give you through your local church. And let me encourage you, there are some things that God will give to you no other way but through the church that He's called you to. A lot of times people have the idea, well, God can give me all that stuff at my house. You know, He can do everything He wants to do in my life. He can just give it to me in my prayer time, in my fellowship time. Friends, you're wrong. There are some things that the Lord will not give you but through your local church, through the flock He's called you to, through the leadership He's hooked you to. And so again, let me encourage you. Basic number one, Christianity 101, number one, go to church. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, God has called every believer to be a part of a local church. Number two, many have the idea that God doesn't care whether or not they go to church, and that's a false idea. God wants you and I to be a part of a church, and He expects you and I to go to church. And then number three, going to the church God's called you to is a major key to having and enjoying a strong spiritual life. You're going to get fed down there, you're going to get fellowship at the church He's called you to, and you're going to serve and get fulfilled at the church God's called you to. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we're asking You this week on the broadcast to help us be strong in these five basic things in having a strong spiritual life. Lord, get these things rooted in our lives. We want to live strong spiritual lives. We want to walk closely with You. We want to be strong on the inside. We want to demonstrate Your character in our lives. We want to do what You called us to do, and we want to enjoy victory over our enemy. We want to live strong spiritual lives. And so, Lord, we're asking You to help us get these things in place that are absolutely necessary for us to enjoy a strong spiritual life. And Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series entitled Five Basics to a Strong Spiritual Life. We'll see you then.